moments of Melody Time, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. Nearly everyone had gone. The lights were being put out. Dr. George Pentecost had noticed that a little girl was following him around after the evangelistic service. At last he said, "Little girl, what do you want? Why have you not gone home with the rest of the folks?" As she turned to him, he saw that her clothes were ragged and her feet were bare. She was a forlorn little creature, probably about 12 years old. She stood up on her bare toes and whispered in his ear, "Mister, I want to get saved." Surprised and startled at the intensity of the child's tone, he scrutinized her narrowly and questioned her more closely. "So, you want to get saved. And why do you want to get saved?" Again the child raised herself on her toes and whispered, "Because I'm a sinner." "Who told you you were a sinner?" asked the evangelist. "God says so in his book, and I feel it here," laying her little hand over her heart. "Well," said the evangelist, "do you think I can save you?" Drawing away, she did not whisper this time, but her words rang out short and clear. "No, mister, you can't save me. No man can save a sinner." Then, drawing the little inquirer beside him on the seat, the preacher took her little hand in his own, and in a kind tone said, "You are quite right, dear little soul. No man can save you. Tell me, why did you come to me? Who can save you?" Again her voice dropped almost to a whisper, and with infinite pathos in her words she replied, "Jesus, mister, he can save me." "Ah, yes, my dear," said her questioner, "Jesus can save you. But tell me, how is he going to do it?" Again the little lips lifted to his ear, and her eyes filled as she eagerly answered, "Oh, mister, he died for me." Some curiosity prompted the evangelist, and putting the next question, "Then he's dead, isn't he? How can he save you if he's dead?" The child sprang from her seat. Her eyes again flashed. "He's not dead. He's not dead now. He died for me. But he's not a dead man. He's God's son, mister. Didn't you say that this very night in your sermon, that God raised him from the dead? No, he's not dead now." Her voice dropped again, and once more the pathetic words, "Oh, mister, I want to get saved." The child had grasped the truth with a clearness seldom observed. She left the church happy and rejoicing, having learned that by simple faith she was saved by trusting in the finished work of the risen Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ, he himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Speaking of this, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be upon you. It is myself. Do not be afraid." And they cowered down full of terror, thinking that they were seeing an apparition. "What," he said to them, "are you dismayed? Whence come these surmises in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. Be assured that it is myself. Touch me and look. A spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have." As he spoke thus, he showed them his hands and his feet. Over the tomb of Queen Victoria and her royal husband are these words, "Here at last I will rest with thee, and with thee in Christ I shall also rise again."